It's a good day. Good day to be.
Good day to you. Welcome to the Good Day program. If you're just joining us, you'll be in the presence of greatness. Roberta Fasanelli is here.
Greatness.
Queen of Cheap Material for you at DougStephan.com, how you save money, get things free. Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our main studio, our originating network is
Radio America. I'm not greatness, though. I'm just goodness.
He's goodness and purity and light.
Yeah.
So in this hour, we have two things to focus on. Uri Geller is in Ukraine doing some kind of television interview for his television program there. So he's out of focus. We're going to talk in the first part of the hour about eats, because there are a lot of eats in the news.
I like that.
And eats. and food and how we
E-A-T-S,
are getting food.
E-A-T-S.
Eats. We could do foods in the news if that is easier for you, Roberta. Foods in the news, eats in the news. Then Dr. Ken is going to join us at the bottom of the hour from extended visit, because there are some things going on in the world of medicine that are important for us to get a handle on. But eating and eats in the news. For example, at DougStephan.com, we have a story about a Montana barbecue restaurant that is suing the publisher of the Yellow Pages for placing the restaurant under animal carcass removal. The listing has gotten a lot of laughs, as you can imagine. It's gone viral, even made it into a joke on The Tonight Show. The mistake was actually done by a former employee of the publisher. The restaurant owner said the bad publicity is killing his business. Barbecue restaurant under animal carcass removal.
Oh, my God.
That's a story.
That's
DougStephan.com fodder for conversation. Richie.
Yes.
There is a new beer hitting the market, targeting women. It's called chick beer.
Chick beer.
Chick beer is a low-calorie, low-carb
beer.
And they'll donate proceeds from its sales to charities that empower women.
It's just Miller Lite with a different label.
Beer.
Yeah.
Miller Lite Lite.
Basically, Miller Lite is chick beer.
Miller Lite Lite. Chick beer.
That's
Miller
right.
Lite Lite. All right, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has some good reasons why you ought to incorporate some spicy foods into your diet. Here's true confession number one for today from DougStephan.com and from Doug Stephan. Yesterday I stopped at a Popeye's and had their popcorn shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Deep-fried balls of deep-fried.
Right. It's just garbage.
With a little bit of teeny shrimp in the middle.
And there's a spicy kick. I'd never had this before in my life.
That is spicy.
Never eaten anything from Popeye's. Didn't know what they were all about.
Right.
But I wanted the shrimp. Because I looked at a billboard and I fancied eating it. So on my drive to Kingman, I stopped at the Popeyes. I ate four or five of them. I was drinking. Listen to this for a combination. I've started to drink V8 because it tastes better than it used to. Yeah, no, it's okay.
You had popcorn
and shrimp
popcorn
with V8.
Well,
oh my god,
that's disgusting.
It was kind of disgusting.
Phew. That is gross.
All right, so anyway, Phil Lempert has some good reasons why you ought to incorporate spicy foods, good for you, in your diet. All right, that's one thing that Phil has for you. He's probably the most prolific of all of our contributors.
He got the genius.
Supermarketguru.com. He has become a good friend, and he's got all kinds of great
things.
It's
such interesting information and useful information.
Everybody eats.
Unbelievable.
Everybody goes to the supermarket. Everybody wants to know what the best thing is.
Yep.
And so because of that, I've crafted a conversation that will be helpful, hopefully. It'll disturb many of you, but you'll think at the end.
Here we go. Is this your cheese ain't really cheese conversation?
Nope.
Is this your look at the cows that McDonald's buys at the auction conversation?
Nope.
We're all going to be sick.
Nope. You want to try something else?
Is this one of your standard template going to gross me out?
Nope.
All right, I'm ready for it. Bring it on.
By the way, Phil also has the best info on best brain foods at DougStephan.com.
Jello brain mold on Queen of Cheap.
Oh, there you go. By the way, there is a recall for moms who are concerned about this.
You got to bring your mom back?
Cargill. That would be a good one.
Recall for moms. It's
been 40 years since my mom has answered anybody's call. Cargill has issued a recall again. Another problem with ground turkey over fear the meat may be tainted with salmonella. How many of these do we have to have before somebody wakes up and realizes there's something really wrong at Cargill. And ladies who mostly, I mean, I assume, and I ought not to, because, Richie, you do the shopping in your house. But for the most part, women are buying
most of it.
Food. Yeah. Right. Anyway, so you need to be aware of all this stuff. Last month, it was 36 million pounds of ground turkey. It's a bargain this month, only 185,000 pounds of ground turkey.
Turkey, gotta gobble, gotta gobble, yeah. Gotta gobble turkey.
So you want to know what the problem is?
What?
U.S. agriculture.
Uh-oh.
And our policies. I have read a 14-page treatise on the new farm bill that has been proposed. Again, you hear me talking about things, and what I'm interested in is solving problems. So I present, one of my friends says the most overused word on my program is problem. Jennifer and I were talking about this the other day.
True.
So what is true? That I solve problems or that I use the word problem a lot?
Is that Jim?
So what's a better, no, actually it's not.
Oh, okay.
What's a better way of referring to a situation, maybe I would just call it a situation. The following situation exists. Is that good? That's
a situation okay. Go out of the way. Yeah. It can be good or bad. So, okay. Yeah, I like that.
All right. This is a bill which the politicians say will transform U.S. agriculture.
I'm sure it will.
Also, mm-hmm. Cargill, Monsanto, ADM, and their ilk say that this new farm bill will transform U.S. agriculture.
Sure it will.
So you want to know about, this is basically the farm bill equals subsidies. It's money that goes to farmers. And this is one of the reasons that this is a two-pronged conversation. Conversation I want to have at the bottom of the hour is with Dr. Ken about how this farm bill and most of the other farm bills that have been passed since the first farm bill was passed in 1933 during the New Deal, when Roosevelt came in, tried to reinvigorate everything, that's when socialism, the government, got into, you know, the start of getting into everybody's pants. So one of the things, and I'm going to try to encapsulate in about two or three, maybe 4 minutes, what I gleaned from reading this report. And I'll give you a couple of examples that sort of put it all in perspective. Last year, the Farm Bill gave subsidies to 734 people who live in the city of Chicago. The total that they got was $2,173,344.
How do I get on that list?
Well, you guess maybe you have to live to you have to move to Chicago and live in a suburban or an urban atmosphere, because that seems to be where all the farmers have gone. Because if 734 people who live in Chicago got farm subsidies, I guess I want to move to Chicago, too, because I can't get them on my farm, but yet people who live in the city of Chicago can get a farm subsidy. Now, I know it has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with the fact the president comes from Chicago, nothing to do with the chairman of the Ag Commission coming from the state of Illinois. Doesn't have anything to do with that.
So what you're,
somehow,
so what you're saying here is
734. Well, let me just keep going with a couple of examples.
Okay. No, I was misunderstanding. I thought these people were getting money because they did something stupid, like put a garden in their yard. But what you're saying is the farmers' addresses are actually in the city of Chicago.
Hello.
Not in middle America
yes.
somewhere. Okay.
Hello.
All right.
Thank
I got you.
You.
I'm following
yeah. No, it's not because of them having a garden.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
Okay. I'm following
no.
you. Go ahead.
Okay. So here is somebody. Actually, Richie, let me bring this home to you.
Right.
The story of Roger Richardson, who has corn on 1,500 acres of land in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
He made a profit of $540,000 last year.
Okay.
And he got a subsidy
That's
from the government.
Tough to do.
No, it's not tough to do, actually, in the grain business, because of the way the farm system, the farm bill and the farm legislation, all that stuff. It works to benefit those people who make money, and the people who lose money don't get any money. That's how crazy this system has become. So this guy made $540,000 in Maryland last year profit.
On 1,500 acres.
On 1,500 acres. Got
that sounds like it's probably pretty good.
$75,000 subsidy from the government, and he doesn't know why he got the check. He was asked, why do you have this? He said he went to somebody and said, why did you send me this check? Well, because you fit into the category of people who get aid from the government. He doesn't know.
How does the government
know? Did he apply
know?
For it?
He did not apply for it.
And so are they just looking at his tax returns?
They're looking at people who are farmers and categories of people who ought to, or of companies that ought to be, according to them, getting production enhancements. So the contract payments and direct payments are going to people in many circumstances, according to the USDA, who and the Commodity Credit Corporation, who never apply. They are just on the radar. And I will tell you, my friend, I won't tell you his name, but there's another farmer that I talk about in Framingham. He got a check for $9,500. He hasn't the slightest idea what it's for, where it came from, or how he got it. Hasn't the slightest
idea.
Cashed
it, though, didn't he?
Of course he did.
Yeah, of course.
Right to the
Where's your check? How come you didn't get a check?
I don't get these checks. I want you to understand. Actually, Richie, you know what I was thinking? In the next few minutes, will you interview me? I'm going to be a farmer, and you be the interviewer.
Sure.
I want you to interview me and ask me about farm subsidies.
Okay.
Okay? And then maybe people will understand. What we're driving to is why so many people are sick, where the money is going, and I'll give you a quick little, I'll tease this. The reason we have so much food that is bad for us is because the people who grow it and or manufacture it get the most subsidy from the federal government. The money that is used to grow the things, the agribusiness, corn, for example. Why do we have so much corn? What do we call it, syrup?
High fructose corn syrup.
The reason we have so much of it is because it is subsidized higher than any other product grown or manufactured in America. We have so much of it. It's so available. People use it because it's cheap. And that's why we have so many fat people in our country,
yeah.
So many sick people.
True.
Because we're subsidizing the growth of an industry that makes people sick. Your tax dollars and my tax dollars, that's what the Farm Bill is all about. All right? Have I got your interest at this point?
You know whose fault this is, don't you? Henry Birdseye.
Birdseye, yeah.
As in Birdseye Foods?
As in Birdseye Foods.
Richie's being...
No. Once you started being more interested in being in shelf life of food, then that's when we started creating chemicals that help keep the foods fresh for 1,000 years. And Birdseye was the first guy to... I mean, he didn't...
Really?
Chemically, but he was
there, so
frozen
there are
foods.
Two situations here. One of them, the subsidized farms, 45,360 of them last year. Second part of the USDA program that will spend $340 billion of your tax money are the food stamp recipients, who number 890,000.
45,000 farms got a check last year, and you didn't.
That's what you're aggravated about.
What's wrong with this picture? 20 after the hour on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is the number one song of this week, 1974. As one of the traditions here on the Good Day program is to bring you, as we can find them and as they apply, songs that create some sort of emotion or connection with your younger years. This is a song that had big connections to most people, mostly because of the interesting message. Eric Clapton had just gotten off of the sauce or the juice or whatever it is. He was on his way to oblivion. I think this is the first song that he came out with on his own, Richie, if I remember. This is the last year I was a disc jockey. No, after he'd gotten off of the sauce from his days with Cream and those other guys that just wiped, you know, he just wiped himself out.
Yeah, but he was a mess up until the late 70s.
Yeah, I thought he was on his way to recovery.
He was trying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a good song anyway.
Yeah. What year was this?
1974. This week in 1974, this song number one.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's cool.
But
I mean, you know who originally did this song?
Yes, I do, but I don't. I remember the song, but I remember. I remember the label even. That shows you how silly I am.
Bob Marley.
Yeah, it was an orangish, sort of yellowish cream, dark cream label.
It was a tallish, shortish, skinniest, fattest guy.
Right.
And Marley only released it in '73. So that's amazing that Clapton turned around in a year.
25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta and Richie now are going to be the interviewers. They're going to interview me.
Okay.
We're talking about farm subsidies and the premise that is presented here. I have a couple of other guy from Texas named Nico DeBoer. I got $40,000. I want you to ask me the question, but there's so much that's wrong here. I just made a note to myself as I was reading this. My accountant's name is Stuart. You all know Stuart Allen Books, who comes on the program with regularity. And I'm looking at all these people who get paid and how they get paid. And I wrote a note here for Stuart to look into how it is that I don't get some of this stuff, because my farm has, especially the last 3 or 4 years, we've had sort of difficult times, put it that way. So here's a way that this money gets distributed. There was, as you may remember, a little problem with a hurricane named Katrina. And after that, the USDA Livestock Compensation Program took money when the president declares a disaster area in some area. For example, in Texas, the state was looking for a disaster, any disaster under which ranchers could qualify for federal funds. So they looked at the weather events, and that's one of the things that qualifies ranchers and farmers in the program, and they found out there was a drought. They didn't have much of a drought. Crops were, growing fairly well. But what happened was the shuttle crashed in this area. And so that was considered a disaster. And they got money from the USDA because the shuttle crashed on farms near their land.
Huh.
That's how they get their money.
Yeah.
Federal disaster came.
Beautiful.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Beautiful.
And so Mrs. Obama does all of these things, the right things. I happen to have quite a bit of respect for her. And, you know, all of the coverage that has happened, she does one thing, says one thing, but what the administration is doing with subsidies and how...
She's out there with all this feel-good farm stuff, and then on the other side of the street, her husband's passing all the stuff to pretty much attack everything
that
she's trying to stick up for.
Yeah. And so all the politics of this bill remain to be a force to be reckoned with, and that's how we are getting all of this horrible food. That's why we're getting...
By the way, Roberta, you did a great job on your interview.
Yeah, both of you did a swell job. Thank you for helping me out. This will continue with Dr. Ken at a different angle. Will be approached in a matter of a few moments here, 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Ford is teaming up with the company Bug Labs to make your car's tech open source. Bug Labs lets people create advanced electronic modules without having to know any programming. Ford's adoption of the company's OpenXC software will allow consumers to modify everything from GPS to fuel efficiency meters. In other news, the Department of Energy has invested $1.2 million on the idea that cars aren't necessarily wasting fuel, drivers are. Researchers at the University of California are trying to develop technology that changes bad driving habits and could offer up to 30% more fuel efficiency. And finally, IBM's Jeopardy-dominating computer Watson just landed a job in the healthcare field. Insurance company WellPoint has hired the supercomputer to help suggest treatments and diagnoses for doctors. Facing pressure to digitize the industry, Watson could set a new precedent in the field. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tonight on History, they made it to the final eight of Top Shot.
I'm ready to take on the best in the nation.
Now they're facing the most difficult challenges yet.
I don't like to back down when there's a challenge in front of me.
A magnum with the power of a cannon, a Gatling gun, and a special weapon that shoots around corners.
The more pressure I'm under, the better I shoot.
Plus a surprise visit from the two prior Top Shots. Join host Colby Donaldson.
Every single marksman that shows up has something to prove.
Top Shot, tonight at 10, 9 Central on History, made every day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is the Good Day program with food for thought, literally and figuratively. Rich McFadden, the president of Roberta Fasanelli, also Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here to talk about your destiny when it comes to health and your well-being. Your destiny is not a matter of chance. It is a matter of choice. You make choices. The food that you buy, the food that you eat, what it does to your health, these things are all connected. And so I'm trying to, everybody's laughing because I said I wanted Roberta and Richie to interview me, and then I went off on one of my toots. So now we have Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has joined us. He's the medical expert on the Good Day program. So let me have one more point. And then
sure, it's your interview. Go ahead.
Ken.
Good morning.
I found an ad from when I was a child, and the ad reminded me of the ads that we'd seen when doctors promoted cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
There's an ad for 7-Up.
I didn't know you were that old.
That goes back to... Thank you.
Stop kissing, bud.
That goes back to 1956. A picture of a baby with a bottle of 7-Up in his mouth instead of a bottle of milk. And the headline on the ad, why we have the youngest customers in the business, and the print content of the ad tells you why 7-Up is the healthiest of all of the sugarized carbonated beverages.
I'm looking at it now.
You see it?
Oh, yeah.
And the line at the bottom, the slug line, is nothing does it like 7-Up. As is a baby.
Exactly.
They're promoting this stuff, too. And it came from the folks at 7-Up at the time figured out how to get federal money to help them produce this stuff. And this has been going on now for decades after decades. For 80 years, the Farm Bill has subsidized, and you said it, we were talking off the air about this, how outrageous it is, the politics of this bill, more than any other bill that makes it through Washington, is phenomenal. And the amount of money that has been put aside to go, we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars, to go to corporations and farms and organizations that need this money about as much as you need a new left toe.
Well, sadly, these decisions about funding are not made based on what's most healthy, what's going to keep people living the longest. They're made based on winning elections and politics, unfortunately.
So how do we deal with that? How do you, if the public knows, if you folks know
what goes on in this way. And this is just a short primer. There's lots of other information to be gleaned by looking at this farm bill and the various. I've read three or four different ways this has been treated. I belong to an organization called NOFA. I belong to the National Farmers Union, National Organization, National Organic Farmers Association is NOFA, National Farmers Union, and all of these. Now, the Farmers Union understands the politics of playing with what we are talking about here, but they are really trying to recraft it so the money doesn't go to growers who don't need it. I don't know if you heard me, Ken. The way farmers in Texas got money, disaster relief, was when the shuttle exploded over Texas. And pieces of it landed. It was declared by the president a disaster area. Therefore, they were entitled to disaster compensation. It didn't make any difference what your business was. You could get disaster. So people that are ranchers raising cattle applied for and got money as disaster relief when they were all making tons of money. So
I'd believe it.
Yeah. So you look at this sort of thing, and the insurance program as it works, it's just craziness.
The challenge here, playing Don Quixote, is that there are actually people who love this stuff and are much less interested than you are in their health. I'm on the front line in changing people's behaviors. People love this stuff. Yeah. And so it's not only the growers, it's the consumers also. So this is a big challenge.
Well, but the consumers know about it because there's a lot of money made in advertising. Is a part of it, and this is how I am. So I'm a hypocrite because I'm in the advertising business. That's how I make my living, advertising things that may or may not be good for you. I get criticized more than anybody else on the radio for saying things that are negative about sponsors.
Well, is media exposure a public health issue? This is a big question.
Wow, that's a great question. Never thought about it that way. Okay, here's another thing that is a part of this. And then Richie and Roberta,
you're doing a great job.
A question.
Yeah,
you are
I'm
master
listening.
Interviewer.
Okay, you want to hear something? Listen to this. The number of congressmen who own or operate farms or who are connected to farms. Last year, Republican members of Congress got $5,334,565 in subsidies for farms that they are connected to in one way or another.
How many members of Congress own farms? Do we have a percentage? Or
so this isn't actual farms that they own. These are farms that are their constituents or their supporters.
These are farms that they either own or they have a piece of.
Oh, okay.
And Democrats,
which could likely mean that they are a stockholder in Monsanto.
Or is
a term limit them and force them to go home and work on their farm.
Yeah.
There you go. Doug could use some help.
Democrats, $489,865 last year. So the Republicans, like bandits when it came to
the farm.
So
it's like 10 to 1.
At least.
Yeah.
Okay. So money talks, health doesn't, Ken. That's exactly what this is all about.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So am I crazy because I'm outraged by this?
You're not crazy because to you, you put your health higher than any bit of money, but money, it's like that for just most everything else.
The amount of money that went to farmers raising corn last year, corn's going to hit $8 a bushel this year, as sure as I'm sitting here.
Look at tobacco subsidies. It's
right.
The same thing.
Right. You're giving tobacco subsidies to farmers that are growing stuff that kills you. All right, so, Rich, what's your question?
My question for you, Mr. Stephen Small Farmer, is how in the world do farms make money? Based on the fact that you do not get to set the price of your product when it goes to market.
You've answered the question with your question.
It is the price of your product is set by the retailer.
Uh-huh.
Who has nothing to do with the actual manufacturing of the product
right.
and has no idea what it costs to
very astute question.
Medicine is the same
the
way.
Product.
Yeah, and medicine
has
become the same thing because the government's
really?
Involved. Because the government has screwed up. If you follow...
Yeah, it's the same answer.
Right.
It's the same answer.
It is.
Pharmaceuticals and...
Same thing.
Wow.
So, here's the answer.
The government determines what the sales price is. the like government. Milk is, for example, or corn.
Yep, exactly. And it does in medicine.
And it has. It doesn't matter what it costs you to feed your cows, to mow your hay,
has nothing to do with
take care of your tractors.
Exactly.
This is what you're going to get for the product at the end.
Yes,
at the end.
Yep. So the only way around it is to do what I have done, sell your products at retail yourself.
If you can sell your own products, then you have a chance of surviving.
But Monsanto makes a lot of money, Mr. Stephan. What's the difference between you and Monsanto?
Monsanto is not creating. Monsanto is destroying. Monsanto...
It must cost a lot of money to destroy, though. They're growing corn the same as you are, right?
There's good money in having good congressmen.
Yeah.
Well, they're also integrated over so many more industries, so they can spread it out.
Right. Yeah, they can do that. Yep. So... anyway,
that just amazes me, though.
Yeah.
Because a gallon of milk, you, Doug Stephan, small farmer, are not going to go to the distributor that you sell to.
It costs me as a small farmer more
here's
money.
Here's what I need for my milk. He goes, gallon of milk is only bringing $3.50 or $4.50.
This is what the government says I'm going to pay you.
So this is how much I can pay you.
No, that's not what it. That's not what it happens. What happens is these guys contribute by giving lots of money to the re-election of congressmen that are on the farm committees, the ag committees, and they set the policy, and they give a lot of money to the person running for president. That's how George Bush helped the Sweezer family and Dean Foods get control of 70% of the food.
Here's your follow-up question, Ed.
Yes, Rich.
If we were to pay you a fair profit on what it costs you to actually bring the milk to market, how much would a gallon of milk cost us?
At the store?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
retail?
What would I? Yeah. If I didn't have the government watching my backside, making sure that my gallon of milk doesn't go over $4.50, what would it be costing me if it were up to you?
The answer would be whatever the market will dictate. I'll charge whatever I can charge to get what people will pay. In my case, I get $9 a gallon for raw milk. And people are happy to pay it. Had
so
the busiest
we go back,
weekend on the store this past weekend we've ever had.
We go back to our original circumstance then in that...
The free market.
The free market will not pay $9 on the average. I mean, raw milk is a specialty item, so okay.
Or whatever the free market will pay.
But the free market will not pay $9 for a gallon of milk. The milk business would go out of business.
Right.
But I think the more important question
is how do you make money?
What would the real cost be? I mean, the farmer has to
really
break even. If nothing else, break even.
The real cost is $2, around $2.40 a gallon is what it costs the farmer to produce and make a reasonable 10 to 14% profit. It's about $2.40 a gallon.
So why is there a subsidy?
Because the milk, the way the government has maneuvered the pool around to distribute the milk to areas where they've run farmers out of business, that makes it, for example, if you stand on the state line of New York and Massachusetts at the entrance of the Massachusetts Turnpike, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on average every 4 minutes, a tanker comes across the line from Massachusetts, from New York, going into Massachusetts to the production plant in Franklin, Massachusetts, where most of the milk for New England is bottled. It comes from New York State. Yet the trucks say local milk from local farmers. There isn't one third the amount of milk being produced in New England that is being consumed in New England. And the reason is because of all these subsidies that have pushed the small farmers out. The big guys have come in. They have controlled the means of production. And therefore, the farmer has no say. But the farmer is getting angry about it. And so that's why there's a lot of push to change the farm bill this year. For a change, everybody's waking up. But still, I'm telling you the story of where it is at this point prior to the farm bill being readjusted.
Doug, would you favor elimination of all farm subsidies?
Yes.
Certainly we have a big federal debt.
Yep, I would.
There's a bill for you.
Yep, I would. There's no reason why should there be subsidies for anything? We are free or we aren't free. It's one or the other. If the free market says, we want your product, you're producing something that's good, then whether it's a car, whether it's a boat, whether it's a house, whether it's a pickle.
How much total savings would that create instead of increasing everyone's taxes?
The farm bill is $338 billion this year.
There you go.
All right. And 840,000 recipients of USDA largesse are getting food stamps as another part of the whole. What a woof. All right. So there's... Roberta, did you want to ask me a question before we were done? Oh, you did, actually.
I did. I said, what would the real price
That's
be?
The price.
And, why is it more than that?
There it is.
Well, one last question.
Yes, Rich.
What is the future of the family farm?
It depends on what happens in the next 10, 12, 14 years to terms of congressmen, as Ken's suggesting, whether or not we're able to still have the amount of contributions coming from private sources that we have. The public, more importantly, the public support of the local Boer movement, which has increased 11, 12, 13, 14% a year for the past 4 or 5 years. The public is not going to stand for being told they don't have a choice. That's where the revolution begins. You start telling people they can't have the food that they want. That's the end of the game for all these guys that want to control everything that you do. Game over. And so, you know, at this point, it still is very much in flux, but people are spending money to get good food, but they don't understand that things like the Farm Bill are in the way of them getting good food and make the food that's good cost more money than the stuff that isn't, because the good food isn't being subsidized. The bad food's being subsidized.
It is true. The history of revolution, it starts when people are hungry.
Yep. There you go.
Very good point.
Thank you. 60 seconds from now, Dr. Ken goes through his list, the daily dose of important medical information and research that he's done. That's next here on Good Day.
The monumental Random Acts of Chocolate campaign began when the moods of 50,000 New Yorkers were brightened as they received free Mars chocolate bars via bike messenger. Now there are only 9 million more free chocolate bars to go. Find out how you can score free M&M's, Snickers, Twix, Three Musketeers, or Milky Way brand chocolates by logging on to any one of their Facebook pages. Fans can get a free coupon by purchasing any two Mars Chocolate North America brands at participating retailers. Michael Maloney, designer on TV's most popular home makeover show, knows a thing or two about brightening people's day.
Mars is doing their part to brighten spirits across the country by distributing more than 9 million free chocolate products. But I'd also like to encourage everyone to show how thoughtful they are by conducting their own random acts of chocolate for someone they love.
For more information about random acts of chocolate, visit the M&M's, Snickers, Twix, Milky Way, or Three Musketeers Facebook page.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
All right. There's a study. This is Dr. Ken's time. It's 12 and change for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The journal Pediatrics, Ken, has just released a new study, which you can read at DougSteffen.com, blaming SpongeBob SquarePants for your child's short attention span. Do you want to give us the story behind the story?
Sure. Pediatrics is the evidence-based journal. All the pediatricians read it from the Pediatric Society. And this seems that a fast-paced children's program may not be appropriate for very young children. This TV watching, it can cause long-term attention deficit problems in children, we know, but now a specific one may be even worse. And here, I think the big question is, we alluded to, is media exposure a public health issue?
Yep. You know, on HBO, they actually have a TV show for kids called Short Attention Span Theater.
You're kidding.
And you got to see this mess.
Fertilizer.
On the it's absolute. There are so many things going on in the screen simultaneously. There's no way you can focus on any one thing.
That's why there's definitely something going on. I mean, we definitely had short ones, you know, baby boomers, but the kids today, anyone who has children know it's a lot worse.
Yeah, it really is. And we're, again, shooting ourselves in the foot. Same way.
That said, SpongeBob is a funny show.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as we were talking about before with the subsidies. The same kind of stuff applies there. It's amazing. All right, so the poll today at DougSteffen.com, what do you think of the study that blames SpongeBob for your child's short attention span? A, they're right. I even find it hard to concentrate when I watch it. B, I think TV as a whole is to blame. Too many channels, it's always on. C, I think the Internet is more to blame than SpongeBob. And D, why is this such a big deal? Don't most children have short attention spans anyway? Ay, 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 ay.
Mom and Dad, get involved.
All right. High cholesterol may be linked to Alzheimer's disease. What's that story, Ken?
Yes. This is out of the medical journal Neurology. High cholesterol levels could boost the risk of Alzheimer's disease by creating more brain-clogging bits known as plaque. Doug, previous research has linked insulin resistance to Alzheimer's disease, but better control of both cholesterol levels and insulin resistance can help.
Check it out. Dr. Ken is on DougSteffen.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door. We all are on the wall, a splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob.
I know it sounds like tequila, but it is not. It's 53 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Doug is taking his leave for a couple of minutes. We'll be back shortly. Until then, we have Chuck Curry with Movie Moments here. And we go back, as Doug would say, into the rusty rack of wrinkled records here for The Blob, which was Burt Bacharach from the movie The Blob, number one at the box office this week in 1958, Chucker.
Wow. I think it's Steve McQueen's first starring role. I'll tell you a quick story about The Blob. There's a town called Phoenixville, which is about an hour from where I live. The Blob is that famous scene when all the patrons run out of the movie theater.
Right.
It was filmed at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville, and every year they have what's called the Blobathon, where they show the Blob, and they recreate that act of people running
really?
Out of the theater. Yeah.
Oh, how awesome that would be. That would be fun. I mean, yeah. I remember watching the movie when I was a kid. It would be on, you know, whatever, Channel 20.
Oh, I love that. I watched that movie every time it came on with my parents.
Yeah, yeah. It was a fun movie. It was kind of stupid, but it was funny. So, all right. So here we go. We have The Blob. That was the number one movie in 1958. So we're going to go ahead 40 years here and do our little contest in 1998. This week in 1998, we're going to play the number one movie this week in 1998. You're going to listen to the clips. You're going to give us a call when you know which movie it is at 1-800-510-8255, 1-800-510-TALK. And the first one in with the correct answer wins a little something from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. And here is clue number one.
Walking in here, I can hardly remember how I built my bankroll, but I can't stop thinking how I lost it.
Got it. Got it, Chucker?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, all right. To me, one of the biggest actors around today, and there are no real movie stars, but this is one of them right now, one of the few. Here's clue number two, 1-800-510-8255.
Amarillo Slim, the greatest proposition gambler of all time, held to his father's maxim. You can shear a sheep many times, but skin him only once.
Okay. 1-800-510-8255. If you know what movie this is, here's the last clue for you.
Listen, here's the thing. If you can't spot the sucker in your first half hour at the table, then you are the sucker.
That's true in more ways than what he's just talking about.
Yes.
So, all right, pick up the phone, give us a call, 1-800-510-8255 if you know what movie that is. And the first person in wins a little something, and Chucker has movie news. What's going on, Chuck?
Interesting story, Rich. Alcon Entertainment, the production company, would bought the rights to do a sequel or a prequel to the sci-fi classic Blade Runner, announcing it will do a reboot or a remake, whatever you want to call it, of the 1991 action film Point Break, which starred Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves.
Really?
Yeah, what's amazing about Patrick Swayze, three of his films are now have been remade or in the remake pipeline. The first is Red Dawn, which is already in the can and will be released next April. That was in the MGM bankruptcy reorganization. It's been sitting on the shelf for around 2 years. They're going to remake Dirty Dancing and now Point Break. So we're getting older because the 20-year-old films are being remade at a fast pace.
It just shows how there's nothing going on in Hollywood right now. Okay, so Dirty Dancing, I could see.
It's like sequels. It's a safe bet.
Yeah, and Red Dawn, I could even see why they would remake that. That was an original, very cool flick. Point Break?
Yeah, I don't really get it. I mean, I like the film. It was directed by Catherine Bigelow, who went on to win the Oscar for Best Director for The Hurt Locker. It was a good film, but I don't see why it has to be reboot or remake.
Yeah,
Other story, Sony Pictures confirming that Whitney Houston is a negotiation star in a movie titled Sparkle, a remake of a 1976 musical. Her last film was The Preacher's Wife in 1996. Now, excuse me for asking this question, but is she healthy enough star in a major motion
picture? She is not. She's a disaster right now. There is no way that anybody should be signing any kind of deal with her until she straightens her stuff out and can prove it.
I was a little surprised when I read that story off the wire, but it is a fact. And according to Forbes magazine, Tyler Perry, who does all those Madea movies, the top-earning person in show business from May 2010 to this year, earning $130 million.
Wow.
Not bad.
Wow, not bad at all. All right, let's go to the phones and see if we can get an answer to this question here. Let's start with Gene. And, Gene, what is that movie?
That movie is Casino, and it was Brad Pitt's voice that was talking.
You know, that's a good guess, but no, wrong answer. Marianne, quickly, what do you think it was?
Jerry Maguire.
Another good guess. No, not at all. And Penny, let's see what you think it is.
The Color of Money.
Getting closer. Let's go to Rigo. And what? Tell me what movie that is.
Rounders.
It is Rounders with Matt Damon. And it's 58 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. Thank you, Chucker.